Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boschman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. In this episode, we're going to take a look at the energies for the full moon that's occurring on February 24th, 2024. We're going to take a look at each life path number and the energies that may present under this illumination. Before we get into the forecast, this, of course, is a general reading. If you would like a personalized reading where we'll look at your own personal numerology, please book some time with me. I'd love to work with you. My information is in the description box below. All right, let's get into it. Life path 22 fours. So you are going to be working with the energy of the 29-2 as well as Emu energy. So this is interesting. So anytime we have the 29-2 energy that we're working with, this can bring in an opportunity for advancement, right? Like opportunity for assistance from others to help to sort of accelerate or push us towards our goals in a much faster, more efficient way. And, you know, I know I talk about this a lot, but the 22 is an energy that needs to collaborate, needs to work with others, needs to work smarter, not harder, towards its goals and be more efficient in reaching those goals. So when you move through a 29-2 cycle, this is definitely, this could bring in those business partnerships, those collaborations, those connections that not only in business, but in life can really help you to get ahead, to share your expertise, but to share it in a way that is beneficial to all involved and that is effective, right? More effective than it would be if it was just you doing it on your own. This can also be a time, like a learning period. So this would be a great time to go back to school or sort of brush up on any area that maybe you've kind of lost sight of or lost focus on and don't feel as confident in. This is a great time to go back to school or take an online course or go to a workshop that can help you to get your confidence back in that area. Also, I would say, you know, any kind of like mentorship is great at this time as well. So if you can find a mentor who is an expert in the field that you want to go into, or, you know, sharing, you know, the gifts that you want to share, this is a great time to reach out and see if they can help. And I think that you'll find that the odds are in your favor at this time. And so this is a time to definitely ask, because if you don't ask, the answer is always going to be no type of thing. And under this energy, you can see that the odds are often in your favor. So this is definitely a great time to ask for your assistance. And you will likely see that help be offered at this time in a way that you can work with it. I would also say to be alert. And again, this is a short cycle. It's only a couple weeks long, but it can be very potent. But be alert and keep your eyes open to see what opportunities present at this time, what comes your way. And I would say use good judgment and your, you know, and insight to evaluate those offerings. And, you know, don't be too quick to overlook or ignore those opportunities because they might present in a way that seems, that doesn't show you the whole picture, right? Or doesn't present the full potential of what it could be. And again, this could also be relationships. It doesn't have to be about career, right? Or purpose. It can be about relationships as well. So I would definitely say, just be open, just entertain it, just explore it. Because whatever it is under this energy has the likelihood to blossom into something very fruitful. Very fruitful. So it's likely that with the opportunities that present, you're not going to have the whole picture, or you're not going to be able to see exactly like the potential. So just keep an open mind and don't be too judgmental or too quick to dismiss is what I would say. The other thing that's interesting is you've got Emu energy. So there's definitely something here about curiosity and strategy and endurance, right? So whatever you start or whatever opportunity presents at this time is likely going to require your endurance. It's going to require stamina. It's going to require that strategy, which you're ultimately a four by nature. You know, your core life path is a four. So persistence and stamina and endurance, you know, that's the name of the game. So you get that. But there's definitely something with this, whatever this is, whatever this presents at this full moon, requiring that endurance, being in it for the long haul type of thing. And staying curious. That's what I mean. Don't be too quick to say no to what presents. Be curious about it. Just explore it and see what it has to offer before you make a decision. So interesting energies. I hope it's a great one. Take care, 22s. Bye for now.